All right, so this is Galen Joseph Hunter, and I'm sitting here with Paul Keating, who's the Artistic Director of Catskills Irish Arts Week, and we're at the Community Center in Catskill celebrating the groundbreaking of the WGXC Catskill Studio. So hi, Paul.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here, and congratulations on this momentous occasion yourselves.
Well, thanks. We're happy to be getting bigger and having something over in Greene County to match the studio in Hudson. So tell me what's happening with Arts Week.
Well, this is our 17th year operating in the town of East Durham. We're operating the largest summer school in North America devoted to traditional Irish music and dance. It's become a great, great place, world-renowned actually now throughout Ireland and Europe, and people come from as many as 35 different states every July to come here and either learn and improve their own playing of traditional Irish music or dance, or just to be here for our great concerts, world-class concerts and dances, and a festival. We have a one-day festival as well.
This is one of those really unique treasures about living in our area, huh?
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, we treasure the name Catskills Irish Arts Week because there's a great long-standing legacy of Irish music in the Catskills, particularly in East Durham and Leeds and Caro and all that area where the Irish resorts were built decades ago. And many of the most famous musicians, Irish musicians who emigrated, made their way to the Catskills at one time or another. So we've pulled very fast to that tradition and the music, and people come over here from Ireland and they say it's as good as any of the music they'll find anywhere over there.
Amazing. So let's tell our listeners when it's happening and how to find out lots more information.
Okay, the classes begin in earnest on July 11th, so the week goes, classes go from Monday through Friday, twice a day, and then every day we have a dance and a concert at the Michael J. Quill Irish Cultural Center grounds. And we also have lectures, topical lectures. And all of that takes place Monday to Friday. And then on Saturday, we host the Andy McGann Traditional Music Festival from 12 noon until 7. And that's very important because actually the summer school grew out of this festival. We did it for 3 years over in Schoharie County and then settled in East Durham. So we hold on to that tradition of having the one-day festival there to close out the summer school. And there's more information available at this website. It's CatskillsIrishArtsWeek.org, and they can also get information from the Michael J. Quill Irish Cultural and Sports Center, and the phone number there is 518-634-2286.
Wonderful. And is this something that one can attend a single performance of as well as the whole week? Can you plug in all those different ways?
Certainly. The evening concerts every night are beautiful. They're open air in the under an open air pavilion there at the Quill grounds, and they go from 7:30 to 9:30. That's open to the general public, as are the lectures every day at 4 o'clock. The classes would require, you know, prior registration and some experience as well for those classes to get the most out of them. But most of the events are open to the public. And also I should say that every evening after the concerts there are what we call music sessions. So there are as many as 7 of those all around the town where the staff, and there's over 65 teachers teaching here, including 18 of them from Ireland themselves over here. They all play in what we call these music sessions, which are like jam sessions till the early hours. So there's lots of opportunity to catch up with all that goes on in the Catskills Irish Arts Week.
That sounds incredible. I'm looking forward to one of those open air concerts. That sounds like heaven.
Great, sure. Well, you're welcome to come along, and any other staffers as well too. And we wish good luck to Tony Fallon too for his weekly show here on the station. So we know it's going well.
And Tony's show is the Irish Show on Sundays at 7 o'clock, and we love Tony's show, and he's a terrific member of the station. So thanks for spending some time with us, Paul.
Thanks very much. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
Thanks.